School nurses are a vital resource as schools reopen their doors during the pandemic. But most public schools in North Carolina don't have a full-time nurse. Liz Schlemmer reports.
When Kitra Robertson came to school dressed in her scrubs to pick up her son, who was feeling sick, she was surprised to find she was the only nurse in the building.
I didn't know they didn't have a nurse. I thought they had one. Didn't you guys have one a couple years ago?
Last year, Lakewood Elementary in Durham had a nurse who was scheduled to come twice a week. This school year, there's no designated day that a nurse is consistently at school. When a child has a medical need, that responsibility often falls on the school's two receptionists, Shahida Muhammad and Noemi Mondragon.
I have to keep up with who needs an EpiPen, who has allergies.
They've both received basic training in medical administration, but they don't feel like they have the expertise to deal with a true medical emergency, like if someone had a heart attack on school grounds.
If you can see in the health room, there's a defibrillator. So that's an overwhelming, you know, amount of responsibility for us.
But you don't get training for the defibrillator. And I asked the nurse once, and she said, don't be nervous. The instructions are on the box. And that actually made me more nervous.
The most serious issues they've dealt with include helping a student with diabetes inject the right amount of insulin, responding to a child having a seizure. In an emergency, they can call their assigned nurse or 911. Then there are day-to-day issues. In the hour I spent at the school, two kids went home with a headache or stomach ache, which is COVID-era protocol. Another little girl slipped and fell in the mud. Muhammad says it's the kind of thing that happens at an elementary school all the time.
Broken arms, you know, things happen, bloody noses, and then COVID.
Because of COVID, the school is required to have a care room where a child who has any symptoms must wait until a guardian picks them up. The duty of staffing the care room often falls on the principal or assistant principal. Lakewood's principal, James Hopkins, says he'd be happy to have a part-time nurse more often, but it's not always enough.
The day we need a nurse, we don't have it. The day we have the nurse, we don't have any issues.
A group of mostly Democratic lawmakers in the North Carolina House have proposed a bill to require and fund one nurse for every public school. Representative Gail Adcock from Wake County is a primary sponsor of House Bill 348. She's a family nurse practitioner and a former school nurse herself.
When I was a school nurse, I had three schools, and they were in very different geographic parts of the county.
That was about 30 years ago, and she says the problem hasn't gotten much better. The National Association of School Nurses recommends one nurse in every school, all day, every day. More than half of school nurses in North Carolina serve two or more schools, and as many as five. On average, each nurse serves more than 1,000 students.
But if the nurse is there, you have a constant, consistent, trustworthy source of education about not just COVID issues, but all kinds of health-related issues.
That kind of holistic support educators want to give children, it comes with a price tag. The General Assembly's nonpartisan fiscal researchers calculated the cost of House Bill 348 at $102 million annually. The bill has mostly Democratic supporters and two Republican sponsors. That doesn't bode well for its chances. But Adcock is hopeful more Republicans will see the need.
What I know about all of my colleagues in the House is that they care about children.
Perhaps the biggest obstacle, Adcock says, is that many people don't know most schools don't have their own nurse.
It's almost like oxygen. You don't pay attention to it until you don't have it.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.